Just a reminder, our podcast deals with crimes that are often violent and graphic in nature, so listener discretion is advised. So when in doubt, leave the kids out. Now, please let us take you back in time.
So hello, old time crime gal listeners. It's Melissa here with my friend
Shannon. Hello.
So, the story this week was not supposed to be this. But when I got on the computer and started looking, it's blowing up now. And I kind of went down a rabbit hole and watched like a 48 minutes, a 60 minutes, and like it went.
Oh, so wow.
This is what we have today. So this is where I'm going to talk about Madeline McCann. And if you don't know who that is, you're listening to a true crime podcast and been living under a rock. Because this story was like out there.
Yes.
It was highly, highly in international media, it was in tabloids, it was everywhere. It was all the TV, the 24-hour news coverage as it went down. It was just everywhere. And as soon as we mentioned the name, like you could actually, in my mind anyway, and you said you could see the picture of the girl because her picture was everywhere.
Beautiful.
So Madeline McCann was a 3-year-old who just was snatched right out of her bed while she was sleeping, while she was on vacation with her parents and twin siblings. So this happened back in 2007. So May 3rd, so it was the summer of 2007, Kate and Jerry McCann were at a like ocean resort in Portugal. So they're from the UK. They were on holiday, fancy term for vacation, what we call it here in the States, at Praia da Luz in Portugal. So it was like this really nice ocean resort, very laid back, just enjoying a week of beach, sun, and just away from everyday life, which is what I'm looking forward to.
And sometimes, I don't know if this is the same for them, but sometimes their holidays are
longer,
extended, like months sometimes. Yes.
Or like by 2 weeks or...
Yes.
We don't...
I met some people from Germany over in the United States when we were on a short vacation. And they were on holiday for about 3 months. Yeah. And they were...
And they take long... Don't like the Spanish take siestas and long lunches and...
Yes.
Oh, some countries give parents maternity leave of like a year. Also, sometimes not be in the United States.
And then there might be some bad things about living in those countries too, so... But, yes.
So they were on holiday... And so, for the entire week, they kind of kept up the same routine. So, they would always eat dinner at this particular restaurant that was on site, on the resort. So, they didn't have to drive. They didn't have to leave. And they had this... So, there was 9 adults and 8 kids. So, it was like a whole group went together.
Okay.
So, it was they always had people around. And what they would do for dinner was they would feed the kids around 5, 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of wind them down, get them ready for bed. Put them to bed at like 8.
Okay.
And then sit around, maybe drink a bottle of wine, wait till the kids were all asleep.
Okay.
And then they'd go walk to this restaurant.
Okay.
Which was like 50 yards, which is 150 feet.
Okay.
From their rooms.
Was their room one level downstairs where they could see the door?
So
or?
It was on the same level.
Okay.
They had a 2-minute walk to their patio door, which could be visible from their table.
Okay.
So when because at first I was like, why would you leave your room? But,
right.
I mean, they could see the door.
Okay.
They could see the patio door from the table.
Okay.
And every 15 minutes, remember there's 9 adults. They would all be in one big group. Every 15 minutes, somebody would go check on all the rooms and come back.
Okay.
Well, I mean, they're on surveillance. They leave and check.
Okay, good.
So they check.
All right, I haven't watched
So the restaurant is on security.
Because I'm thinking you get to eating and drinking and you just kind of forget.
But they were, this is what they did every day of their vacation. So
okay.
This was day 6. So this is the 6th night that they've done this.
Okay.
So Jerry, which is
so
the
dad.
So
there's a pattern established.
There's a pattern.
Yes.
So Jerry.
And somebody's watching.
Yes. We don't know that yet officially, but. Jerry, the dad.
Somebody went missing, so you know.
Yeah. The dad checks on everything at 9 p.m., and he notices that the door to the kids' room is open like 45 degrees, which he thought was kind of odd because they usually like shut it or leave it open just a crack. But, I mean, he went in, all the kids were asleep, everybody was there.
Okay, she was still there at that time.
Yeah, everybody was there.
Okay.
He visually sees all the kids.
Okay.
So then he goes back. So at 9:30, it's Kate's turn to check. And so she gets up to go, but there's another adult there that says, you know what? I want to check on my kids anyway. I'll just go check for you.
Okay.
Everything is fine. Kids are all there. So he comes back. So then at 10 o'clock, Kate checks. So this is a 30-minute window. But other articles I read said 15 to 20. So it could just be this is when they got up to go and, okay, like, other people were going to check.
Okay.
But at 10 p.m., she goes and checks. And, like, one person even had a baby monitor at the table.
Cool. Okay.
So there was eyes and stuff going on. Okay. It made it seem like they were more responsible about it.
Okay.
Would I be comfortable doing that? Absolutely not.
No, I still...
But different country, different cultures.
Because you can't... You
resort
can't
community.
Guarantee that somebody's got eyes on the door at all times. Especially when you're eating and you're laughing. And
so I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't either. To each their own. I don't... It is what it is. I think this was going to happen regardless.
Yes.
I mean, some... You know.
Well, there's been a pattern set. So
at 10 p.m., Kate checks. The doors open again. She reaches to close it, and the wind slams it shut. Kind of like when you have a window open.
Ah.
Or a door, and then the suction or whatever, like, pulls it back. So then she notices that she sees the twins sleeping in their beds, but Madeline is gone.
Oh, no.
And the window by her bed is open along with the shutters. So she freaks out and runs back to the restaurant to tell Jerry. She alerts. I mean, then they all freak out and they start, okay, like, what do we need to do? Let's go check everywhere. Maybe she got to go to the bathroom. Maybe she ran into somebody else's room.
So it hadn't been long.
It was not long at all. So then one of the adults that they were with, her name was Jane Tanner. She says about 9:15, because after the fact, and then she's getting interviewed, and she's like, well, come to think of it, around 9:15, she saw a dark-haired man with a dark coat carrying a child away from the resort, but he was walking really fast, and it didn't really give off the impression that it was, like, natural.
Uh-huh.
The way he was just holding the kid was, like, laying on her side, like her bare feet were hanging
off.
Like
she was asleep.
And police are just like, we're in a resort full of dads. They just blow it off. But you have a girl who's missing. I would have been like, where is the dude?
And this is around the time period.
Well, it was like 9:15.
Okay.
So, but see, at 9:30, the other adult checked and said it. But, I mean, he could have just... It said sometimes they would either, like, listen to make sure nobody was crying, like, everything's good. Because who assumes the kid would be gone?
Right.
But if you don't hear anything...
Right.
Then everything's fine. They're asleep.
We're podcasters. We assume everything.
Yes.
Now.
We'll speculate.
Yes.
So, I mean, it could be that that person who checked at 9:30, she was gone and she didn't find out until 10 when she had got up and checked.
Yes. Okay.
But we know at 9, Dad checked and saw everybody.
Right.
But at 10 when she checked.
The window must not have been open.
The window wasn't open. The door was. So it could have been maybe the guy was inside and just hiding.
Yeah.
In another spot.
That's true.
Which is eerie. That's really creepy. But at 10, when she goes back, Madeline is gone. So by 10:30, police are there.
Okay.
So there's two doors to get into their actual room. The front door of the place that they always kept locked.
Mm-hmm.
And the patio door, which they could see from the table.
Are there cameras? Because when you first start telling this...
The article I read was talking about how they were getting up from the table... But I don't think there's cameras in the room.
Right.
Otherwise, they would have, like, this would not be
or
this
out,
long,
in
I guess.
The hallway on the other side of the door, I didn't know. Because that was my first thought when you said they have vision from the table of the patio door. But I'm thinking, but there's another door.
Yeah, well, that door stayed locked.
And even if there's windows.
So there was no sign of forced entry from that door stayed locked.
Okay.
But they left the patio door unlocked because they figured that would be the easiest way to get in to check on the kids and get back out again without disturbing the whole... Like, unlocking the door, making the noise coming through the front. They could just come in and come out. So that door was left unlocked.
Okay.
But the window was open.
Right.
But if you can get in an unlocked door, you can open the window from the inside.
Yeah.
But they...
Or the window could have been unlocked previously and,
Shutters were open too.
But
it's kind of hard to believe. And they were even saying, like, if she was taken, you've got two-year-olds who are sleeping in the same room. She's not going to let somebody drag her out of bed. I mean, I'd be kicking and screaming and fighting and making some kind of noise.
But if she was in a deep sleep and he just picked her up, I mean
she could have thought it was mom or dad. I don't know.
I've moved my kids many a times
that always woke up. It didn't work.
So it doesn't work for long, but I'm able to pick them up and carry them as long as I have them in next to me. They're fine. And as soon as I lay them down.
Yeah.
But they stay asleep in between. I think it's possible for her to have stayed asleep.
Well, that could explain why the stranger was carrying her like she was laying down with her feet hanging over. But she gives a very good description, and they end up drawing a sketch, but they don't really do anything with it, like publicly, they don't alert the public or anything. But it's not until like a couple of days later, like 10 days later, so on May 14th, that like a property manager, he's 34 years old, he lives like 100 feet away, is this guy named Robert Murat, kind of fits that description. He's fluent in both Portuguese and English, so he offers to translate and, like, puts himself in the middle of the investigation, which sometimes is a red flag.
Yes.
And then he kind of sneaking around and asking people lots of questions.
Okay.
So then the police kind of were like, come in and have a question. Like, let us talk to you.
Yes.
So they kind of think he's a suspect, and they search his property. But then they publicly announce he's a suspect, and then the media gets on board with that. I mean, he's not. Nothing ever happens for that. I think he was just trying to help out.
Okay.
And it was a good faith effort, but
and it
nothing
turned out bad for
but
him.
But he like looked like the guy, and then the media was all about it, and like I mean, that probably ruined his reputation.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you know, made him feel really bad, and it just was a bad thing. But he turned out to be nothing. But then in early August, so this is 3 months later, they go back to the resort to search the room that they stayed in with cadaver dogs.
Okay.
3 months later.
Waited
which
that
the
long.
Room has already been rented out several times over.
Okay.
So, but the dogs hit on their closet, Kate and Jerry's closet of the room that they were at, and the trunk of their rental car. Okay, mind you, the rental car that they didn't get until 24 days after she went missing.
How is that? Something the dog is... Might need to be retired.
Of course. Well, the dog was fine. Dogs are smart and they're very good at their job. But here's the thing. Time doesn't matter to the dog. So it could actually pick up on blood or stuff that happened years before they were even in that room. So it could have been somebody who stayed in there before. I mean, you've got lots of people going in and out of this. I mean, a kid could have cut their hand and landed on the carpet and the dog would have been like, that's my blood.
So it wasn't...
So you can't tie it back specifically to them, but their rental car, so
that's
the police developed this theory, and it actually gets out into the media, and they say this is what happened was that, you know, the parents wanted to go out partying, so they give their kids sleeping pills, and then they just check on them throughout the night. Maybe one night they accidentally gave her too much. She dies, and they freak out, so they stage this abduction and get all this attention, and then it's, you know...
Right.
But the rental car, they didn't get the rental car until 24 days after. The media was on them 24/7. Like, they couldn't do anything without somebody saying something about it.
Right. And so if they report, if they had the...
Like,
you know,
where did they hide her for 3 weeks?
Right, in a foreign country where
in
they
a foreign country
yeah.
where they were vacationing, where they didn't speak the language. Right. Like, where? That doesn't make any sense.
True. Yes.
Any sense at all. But the media is, like, relentless, and then they become suspects. That's the only part I remember was they kept saying the parents did it.
Oh, wow.
Kind of like JonBenet Ramsey. They just get on this train, and you can't stop, like, false information. The tabloids, the media, the internet, wherever it was.
It's very sad.
It was common knowledge that, to a lot of people now, before this new information came out, that the parents probably gave her sleeping pills just because they wanted to go out to eat.
So, I didn't... even remember that, and I do remember the story, but I hadn't.
I remember the parents being honed in very, very heavily. But so, I mean, that's just.
But
crazy.
You would have thought, like, where was she going to hide? Where were they going to hide her? Because they had that one room, so they would have searched it.
I mean, police were everywhere by 10:30. Like, where is that? Where is she supposed to go?
Exactly.
They're not, unless they're criminal masterminds.
And they're on video cameras going back and forth. To
yeah,
the
I mean,
room
they and they make a press release the very next day, and they've been like cameras everywhere in their faces. Like, I just there's that's nonsense.
Yes.
But September 9th of 2007, Kate and Jerry go home to England without Madeline. So they stayed in Portugal
from May until September.
Okay. And then they, I mean, you know, jobs have to happen, bills have to be paid, life does have to
move
on. Unfortunately,
children.
Two other children. So they do go back home to England. So now it's in like a investigation mixed up between Portuguese and Scotland Yard and going back and forth. And I couldn't imagine having to call a different country every week to find out if you found anything new. All that, I mean, it would be stressful enough, but now it's in a different country.
Correct.
That would be just craziness. And afterwards, you know, they put her picture up everywhere. The story's out. There's lots of sightings. They did like this a minute and a half video, and they did it in all these different languages. And they put it out. And have you seen me? This is where I went, disappeared from. So they got lots of tips that she was spotted in Spain. She was spotted in Greece. She was spotted, like, all these girls who looked like her. People were calling and saying they saw Madeline, saw Madeline, saw Madeline. Of course, they have to check out every single one of them. And it all is, you know, not dead Madeline. Ends. So eventually stuff goes cold, but the case is actively talked about in many podcasts and documentaries. Everybody just want to know what has happened to Madeline McCann. And even recently, someone came out and said that she was Madeline McCann, right, and they had to get her DNA tested. And I just think the poor parents have been like, could this be my kid? Could this be my kid? Is she here?
And probably many times over they've had to do that.
And every time has been nothing. Mm. But there has been some new developments lately in the last 3 years, and then really on board this week. So we're going to talk about those. Okay, so we're up to summer of 2020 now.
Okay.
So
were we going to talk any about who got in jail and all that?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay, gotcha.
So
she's
we're
like, don't interrupt
yes,
me.
Leave me. I have the answers. Most of the answers.
The Quizzler.
Yeah, the Quizzler. We'll call you Quizzler from now on. Well, we spent the break talking about it. Look, don't leave your second story windows unlocked, guys. Just yes. Lock your windows.
Yes.
We've known people who have crawled in them when they've been open. Anyway.
And if you're a teenager, don't leave home in the middle of the night, but don't unlock those windows.
Yes, don't unlock your second story windows.
Yes.
So in the summer of 2020, German officials... So they're from the UK.
Portugal.
They vacationed in Portugal. Now we've got German authorities involved.
Okay.
So German officials made an important announcement. So a public announcement. So they stated that they had a suspect in custody on the murder of Madeline McCann.
Whoa.
Now, since it happened, it's been a missing persons case.
Okay.
It has not been declared a homicide.
Gotcha.
But they are going on record that they have a suspect in custody on the murder. Of Madeline McCann.
Okay.
So 43.
So they've got to have some proof. Okay.
Well, we'll get that.
Okay.
So 43-year-old Christian Bruckner has been named in the murder of Madeline McCann. So he's in custody. Right now he's serving 7 years on an assault that happened in Praia da Luz. So the exact same area that they were in 2005.
Okay.
He actually assaulted a 72-year-old woman, and it was very brutal. Beat her with a pipe. She was sexually assaulted. It was horrible.
Wow.
But they had DNA from that.
Evil.
But yes. They didn't have anybody to tie it back to. Now, this is in Portugal.
Okay.
But in Germany, so he's kind of a known criminal. Like, he has a past. But at the time, in 2007, he was, in the resort area. Like, his cell phone pinged on the tower of the resort.
Okay.
And he stayed in a property less than a mile away.
Okay.
And so he was also known for breaking and entering into hotel resorts and petty theft from minor drug dealing.
Okay.
So, there you go. Yes. Patio door wide open, you're in a resort, cell phone pings in the air. I mean, how could you not?
Right, right.
Assume that's what happened. But so this guy actually flip-flopped between Portugal, Spain, and Germany and kind of created destruction in his wake, if you will say, of all this stuff that he's done. So he had a, this distinguished, a specific-looking Jaguar car in Portugal. And the day after Madeline disappears, he deregistered it. I don't know how you just is there an American equivalent for deregistered? Like, turn your tags in, I guess?
I guess, yes.
So he, deregistered his vehicle so it's not in his name anymore, right?
Okay.
And then disappears. So the Portuguese didn't really know the extent of his background, so, he wasn't on their radar.
Okay.
Because now if you commit a crime in America like that, they obviously pull up known sex offenders, known people who have had, repeat offenders, and they go directly to those people. He didn't have a history there, so okay. He was not a known offender, so they wouldn't know to go look him up. So he kind of was underneath the radar at the time.
Okay.
So, he's in and out of jail at least 18 times, and he reoffends, and he has been caught, When he was 18, he molested a six-year-old.
Oh.
He spent, 15 months he got for another child crime. Like, these people just need to be locked away and thrown the key.
He knows the countries to, the places to go that he's,
and when to go. He moves and flies under the radar. And every time they throw, he serves his sentences and he's let back out, he does something just as bad, if not worse. And obviously, those people escalate. Obviously, they're not going to stop. So, we should just put them away.
Whether you're forever. In America or where you are.
Wherever country you're
they've
at.
They've got to have consequences for their actions.
So how he has come to hit the radar was that he was in Germany at a bar.
Okay.
Getting drunk with some friends.
Okay.
And it was the 10-year, anniversary, if you call it, that she went missing. And so there's news footage on the TV talking about it. And he's like, buddy, I know what happened to her.
So while he was intoxicated,
And then he shows the guy a video of him with the 72-year-old.
Oh, no.
So, because he videotaped the whole thing.
Oh, my gracious.
Again, just there's no,
I don't even
lock the key. Right. Put him in the room and lock the key.
I don't understand. So.
Solitary confinement for life. Put up with yourself.
Yes.
So this friend, so-called friend, he calls, and he's like, hey, yeah, this dude here, his name's Christian Buckner. So apparently he stalked the family for 4 days.
While they were creating their pattern.
During this routine of every 15 minutes they go check the room, and then they leave again.
Right.
So he knew their routine.
And the last time was 30 minutes, so if he happened to go in at that time.
Well, between the parents, so I don't know if another...
Okay.
But remember, that door was popped open for 45 degrees, so it could have been he was in there.
That's true.
And
that's
just right. At the front, where they didn't go, and then when they left again, then he took his moment to go, because that lady saw a man...
That's true, yeah.
...walking with that kid.
Right.
So, who knows?
Oh, that breaks my heart.
So then they start going back and searching all of his known property. The Germans.
Yeah.
So they had, at one of his places... buried underneath his dog's grave. They hit on remains and they dig them up and there's bones, but it turned out to be his dog.
Okay.
But underneath of that was a treasure trove of USB drives and all this paraphernalia, child stuff. And they had 8,000 pieces of evidence, photos and videos and all this stuff. And they even searched this old RV that he used to own, and there was three children's swimsuits in there.
Oh, wow. Oh.
So obviously... he's got a problem.
Yes, and he should be lined up for that.
Yes. So, but then German officials, so they stated that they have, so I watched, again, went down the rabbit hole. I watched the 48 minutes, I watched the 60 minutes, I watched so many YouTube videos that had the same repeat footage of these German officials talking. So there was a person in place, because when we think of pedophile, we think they just go after little kids. But Christian also went after that 72-year-old.
Right.
So it's more of a... power struggle thing of vulnerable, weak prey than just children. However, he was known on the, they found chats, transcripts of him in chat rooms directed towards children of saying not nice things.
Right.
So he's definitely an evil and not a nice person.
Mm.
Anyway.
So he is currently in jail.
He's currently in jail.
This was 2020.
Because the DNA, when they found the guy explained the video and they had DNA evidence from the rape, whenever that was tested back, it was him who did that. So he's serving time for that. So he is locked away right now. So now they're building their case to charge him with the murder of Madeline McCann.
Okay.
So when a TV show asked them if they, how do you know... he did this. He said, we have evidence that he did this. Well, what evidence do you have? I cannot confirm or deny. So they're not outright saying they do, but I have a feeling, since he videotaped everything, that
maybe
in those 8,000 pieces of footage, there's probably pictures, hopefully not any video, of her, and they just need more to solidify a conviction against a jury. If that's how... I don't know how.
Because would this be in Portugal, too, that he would be charged?
Yeah, he would be extradited back over there. Because you can't always... I know prosecutors over here are very hesitant to charge unless they 100% know that they're going to be found guilty. Because if you charge and you try and it gets an acquittal, you can never charge for that again.
Yes, Double Jeopardy.
So, which is a fascinating, great movie, by the way. Yes. but yes, Double Jeopardy is a thing.
Yes.
So you can't be tried for the same crime twice. If you're found not guilty, then you're just found not guilty, even though you could have done the whole thing. Which stinks sometimes, but it's how it is. It's how the law works. Checks and balances. But, so, recently, like 2 days ago, we're recording this on a Friday, the search ended yesterday. They did a 3-day search on a reservoir about 37 miles away from the resort that Christian used to visit and camp out and called his quote-unquote paradise. Like, he would hang out at this place. So, it is said that he hung out at this place just a few days after Madeline went missing. So the reservoir, the water is low right now because of all the weather conditions we've had. So they had a chance to like dig into the banks. They took heavy machinery out there and they cut off all the vegetation. They went back into the woods. They dug holes. They took soil samples. They've actually had, of course, drones have been over there. Now it's released to the public. So as soon as the public could go in there, YouTubers went in and they were like, this is where they dug and this is where they've searched. And they've saw, like, you know, plots of the ground have been dug up, like in a grave shape. And then they've got, like, we don't know what they have.
Right.
But it ended yesterday.
And possibly more than,
there's a, we could go down the rabbit hole. There's several little girls that went missing years later, around the same time, that he's probably tied back to him.
Got it.
But we don't know that for sure. But we do know that, so an article from The Independent and like BBC News, all that is up to date. There's YouTube videos. So they've stated that they have found a relevant, I use that in quotes, because we don't know what it is. Like there's a video of a guy handing a bag over to somebody. Like they've taken stuff to be tested, and they're sending it to German labs.
Okay.
Because Germany's got the suspect right now. They're the ones that are after charging them, so I don't, even though it happened in Portugal. Again, murky on how that works. There's like three entities involved here. Yeah. So it's going to be tested. But we also know there's a backlog of things that need to be tested. You can't just like have it right away, same day. So it's going to be a bit before we find out what they found and what it tests as.
Got it.
But, you know, he's locked away. He's somewhere safe where he can't do anything else until then.
Wonder how much he got for that on the lady. Like, how many years did you say?
Seven.
So that's not a lot of time.
No.
And to do investigations, it takes years.
Well, it said they were looking. I read somewhere that they said they were specifically looking for, like, a murder weapon or rags or something that had something that ties him and Madeline to that place.
Got it. Maybe her clothing, I would think, would be deteriorated, but you never know.
I don't know. I mean, they had cadaver dogs out there. They've had the machinery. They took several samples. There's like lots of these circular holes in the ground. Who knows what they found?
Interesting. Okay.
We'll update when that happens. Yeah, but so
prayerfully,
now,
I hope they'll find out.
At least we have a name of someone to blame, possibly.
And the other guy that was accused all those years, been able to get
and
on
the
with his life. And the parents as well. And the siblings.
And I don't have a where are they now, or I haven't looked up their reaction to this going on, because they haven't really been in any of the news footage, like, right now, of the new search. But it did say that the police, of course, were in constant contact with him in the UK. And
well, I'm sure they're tired of being on, having to deal with the media, because people are so cruel.
And now in this, like, 24-hour news footage age, like, people with cell phones send stuff into, you know, independent contracts to these websites, and, like, articles go up, and they're not even, grammar's not even checked before stuff is out.
That drives me crazy. If you're seasoned out there, this
like,
whole grammar
thing. Even the titles
thing.
Sometimes don't even make sense, and they're just, like, paying people for, like, any bits of information they can get, whether it's right or wrong, just to put something out.
Please always seek the truth. The truth is what matters, and good grammar.
Fact check. But, so that is Madeline McCann, and I hope that finally, at some point soon, that it can be closed, and justice for her will be done. We won't bring her back, but at least her parents have a face to blame.
Right.
Sometimes that helps. Just know that he's serving time for what he did. And again, take it, he watched them. He knew what they were up to. If you are in a predictable routine, sometimes that offers opportunities for stuff to happen. especially leaving unlocked doors and children by themselves.
Please be careful. Be careful with your children. And
I mean, now we're in 2023 and they go after kids. I mean, internet predators go after kids with the cell phones and the TikToks and the Snapchats. And I don't think we do enough policing parent-wise to know what our kids are up to. Because kids don't know what they get themselves into.
And it's okay to tell them no, they can't be a participant in that for a while until their brain is developed enough to... I mean, I know at 12 and 13 and 11, I didn't know what I was doing with things, so...
I'm happy I grew up without social media in my face.
I am too.
I mean, I've seen kids cry because they didn't get enough likes off of, like, a picture. Like,
yeah, mentally, the mental health and all that is going, it's tough. And there was actually a study that came out recently, but people started getting upset about the study. It was fact. I mean, it was a study. They had a hypothesis, and then they proved science, their hypothesis.
It's science,
people.
It's science.
Science still exists with hypothesis. So we've just got to realize the truth is the truth. And, yes, kids are hurting. Parents are hurting. Families are. So.
Oh, Linda's such a sad note.
Well.
Doom and gloom. But just be careful.
Please,
yes. And lock windows. And doors. And know where your children are.
Yes.
But I mean.
But it is good that they now have somebody that might be the suspect.
Yes.
So. That was good.
I didn't intend to do this one. Normally we try to go for older or we try to go for more.
Well, 2003 is getting old. That's 20 years. 2007. That's almost 20 years old.
Yeah, she would have been. Her birthday would have been soon, I think, in May. So when and then this whole thing popped up, she was all over my newsfeed. So didn't intend for this one to happen, but it jumped down the rabbit hole and started watching all those shows and YouTube videos. It kind of just brought it back up to the surface. And I don't think I remember it, but I didn't follow true crime like I do now. I was younger, but I do remember it thinking it was the parents' fault. Because the media played it that way.
My child was close, a little older than that, than her. But you always think, what? You know, because as a parent, that's your worst fear, something's going to happen to your child.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And it's not hard to lose sight of your kid. I have lost sight of my child. It scared me to death. The only way I knew, we were at the pumpkin farm. And he had walked off. And, like, I was thinking Daniel had eyes on him. Daniel was thinking I had eyes on him. And then, like, we looked and we did not see him.
Exactly.
And I freaked out. Like, if I could have had a heart attack, I probably would have.
It's easy.
Until I saw that bright green shirt he was wearing. And I was like, that's why I put you in bright colors.
It's definitely easy to do. That's for sure. And even when they get older, it gets scary. Especially if they're out driving.
Then they start driving. Oh, yes. I don't want to think about that. We're 10 right now. I don't want to think about driving.
Yes, driving.
I don't think about driving.
Yep.
But anyway, so that was a good one. Thank you guys for listening.
Yes.
Try to put stuff out without 2 weeks in between. We're trying.
We are.
Life happens.
I think we do pretty good.
We do.
Yeah.
We do.
Thanks for hanging in there with
us. Yes. And if you have a suggestion, you can email us, oldtimecrimegals@gmail.com. Join our Facebook group. We are growing. Our Spotify numbers are growing. We are so happy that we have people that listen every week. We get compliments. You know, we get reviews. So it's great. If there's something you don't like, let us know. I can't promise you we'll change it because I can't do nothing to change my voice or how I talk. But if there's something you want to hear about specifically, we can always do that. Q&A coming up. If we have 100 followers on our Facebook group, it is growing. We're not there yet. Hint, hint, share, tell your friends.
Yes, thank you.
But until next time, in the meantime.
If you do the crime, it'll catch up with you in time.
We'll talk about it. Until next time.